This is WFYI News Now. It's October 17th, and I'm Darian Benson. Each day, our local and statewide news teams bring you the news you need to stay informed in Central Indiana. Coming up, we have a story about abortion care access.
We've been in this sort of, I started to say roller coaster, but it's been more like a pinball machine.
But first, these headlines. The United Auto Workers Union enters its fifth week on strike at a Stellantis assembly plant in Toledo, Ohio. The company says that strike necessitates more layoffs at its two plants in Kokomo, Indiana. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahireyes reports.
The two Kokomo plants produce castings and transmissions, many of which are used to make Jeeps in the Toledo assembly plant. A week after the strike began, Stellantis announced 300 of those plant's workers would be temporarily laid off. Without the assembly using the parts built in Kokomo, the company says it had to reduce production due to storage constraints. The company says it's still facing the same issue now, leading to additional temporary layoffs at both plants to avoid making parts that have nowhere to go. As of Friday, about 830 people have been taken off the Kokomo production lines. They will likely return to work once the strike ends. In past statements, the UAW called strike-related layoffs at Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors a choice in an attempt to squeeze members to, quote, settle for less. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahireyes.
The UAW is giving its laid-off members $500 a week. That's equivalent to the pay striking workers receive. The Indianapolis City County Council approved more than $1.5 billion in spending for 2024. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports the vote was unanimous at Monday night's meeting.
The budget is spread between departments, with the most spending set aside for public safety and infrastructure. IMPD will receive a record $323 million. The money will allow the department to hire more officers and purchase new technology. Independent Counselor Ethan Evans, who is not running for re-election, says he supports this year's budget as it fills some public safety gaps.
If we address all these root causes, and mental health care, housing, living wages, education, food security, transportation, and clothing and hygiene, and make all of these more affordable and accessible, we will see a much larger drop in crime and violence than more police and cameras.
Added funding for the Department of Public Works is also part of the budget, raising the city's investment over a five-year period to $1.2 billion. An additional $25 million is set aside for residential road repairs. Republican councilors voted for the budget but spoke out with concerns about sustaining infrastructure spending and public safety. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.
The budget is the largest in the city's history. Federal funds will support work to reach Indianapolis youth with mental health challenges and involvement with the juvenile justice system. The Vitality Grants provide nearly $4 million in funding for 15 local organizations that work with young people. The groups include youth-serving nonprofits that provide housing, support services, and reentry assistance. The American Rescue Plan money was allocated by the city to aid efforts to address root causes of violence. A diverse group of programs will add support for mental health staffing, art therapy, crisis wraparound services, and mentors. Mental Health America of Indianapolis is facilitating the grants, which were given to groups based on impact and innovation. And finally, in statewide news, advocates say confusion around Indiana's near-total abortion ban hinders access to care from states where abortion is still legal and accessible. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports a resource fund in Indiana says fewer people are asking for assistance.
The Hoosier Abortion Fund offers financial support to people seeking abortion care, including out-of-state appointments. Jessica Marchbank is the state program's director for All Options Pregnancy Resource Center, which runs the program. She says the number of calls dropped by nearly half after the ban took effect, and monthly numbers continue to decrease. Marchbank says lack of clarity around the ban is driving those numbers.
We've been in this sort of, I started to say roller coaster, but it's been more like a pinball machine. of statuses in terms of what is abortion access going to look like in Indiana.
Marchbank says some people are also afraid just reaching out could get them in trouble. She says people need to know that they're still allowed to seek abortion care out of state and to talk about seeking that care. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. We bring you the headlines on demand so you can be informed and up to date when you need it. WFYI News Now is a product of WFYI and reported by our Central Indiana, statewide, and regional news teams. It's produced by the following people who live in your community. Aubriana Heron, Kendall Antron, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neal Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share. And find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.